5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal and Barry Riggs.
Yay. Woo-woo. We are back for another week of awesome parenting and marriage news.
Maybe not awesome, but
we're
always
awesome. We're always awesome.
Sure.
So let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
Question mark. So I didn't have, you have way more stories than I do, but one of the things that I had a really awesome moment this week, thanks to the suggestion of my lovely spouse sitting next to me.
Oh, you're just starting.
Grayson was at Scouts, and I had to go pick him up. And then Crystal's like, well, why don't you just take Grayson out, and the two of you can go hunt Pokemon, just the two of you. And I was like, okay, cool. So I picked up Grayson, and I was driving.
You didn't even actually say, it was more like, okay. Score!
Score! But I picked up Grayson, and he was talking about something and didn't even realize we passed our street that we were supposed to turn on to go home. And eventually we drove a few blocks down the road, and we got to a stoplight, and he's like, where are we going? And I kept him guessing, and we ended up stopping at Sonic to get half-price shakes, of course. And then we took our half-price shakes and went to the park and hunted Pokemon. And we did that for like an hour and a half. And it was pretty awesome. We had a good time. And we went to the park, but then we went to our local museum where that has a bunch of Pokestops. And there was like 15 other people there just hanging out, and so we went and hung out there for a little while, and then we came home because it's like almost 10 o'clock. So
even though I said be home by 9:30,
but it was great because we had it was a good bonding moment between just the two of us, when usually, you know, you had to take the whole clan with you, but we had a good time just the two of us.
I know. And then he came home and I was like, shh, I'm watching a show.
I'm watching my stories.
They're about to fall in love.
So, but yeah, so that was a good moment this week.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did it.
I'm glad you suggested it.
Such good advice.
I know. You're amazing.
I know. Let's see. None of these make me sound very amazing. But, so earlier this week, I've made a decision that our oldest son is old enough to drive, or not drive.
To drive.
To drive.
We gave him keys to the car and said, go at it.
And we said, laws don't matter. No, to drive his bike. Ride his bike around the neighborhood.
By himself.
That's a big deal. Because, yeah, you know how people think if you let your kids out of sight, they're going to get kidnapped and murdered.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I showed him what a block is. You can ride around the block. And so one day I'm getting ready to go somewhere. Oh, I have half an hour. It's 11 o'clock. I need to drop my kids off at a babysitter at 11:30 because I'm going somewhere. And Grayson says, can I ride my bike around the block? And I said, yeah, you can, but come right back home. And usually a ride around the block's like 5 minutes and he's back. And this time I'm doing my hair and getting my makeup on and stuff. And the whole half hour passes. I tell the kids to get in the car, and I go out to the car, and I was like, where's Grayson? And Jay said, he never came back. And immediately I'm like, he got kidnapped, you know, like something happened. Or I didn't really think he got kidnapped, but I thought, what if he crashed his bike and he's like bleeding? That's really what I thought. He's hurt and he doesn't know what to do. And I start freaking out. And so I'm like pacing the driveway. Because I can't. I'm afraid if I leave to go look for him, what if he comes home and we're gone and he gets scared? So I'm pacing. And I'm just thinking, like, I have no idea what to do. But we need to go. And so.
He was in the backyard, wasn't he?
No. Finally, I see him coming around the corner. And I was like, where were you? And he's like, I'm sorry, Mom. And what he decided to do was go two or three streets longer.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because it still makes a square.
Yeah.
But he said that he pulled up a couple streets ahead, and when he turned, he said he felt lost. He didn't know where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said he was kind of riding around, and then finally he saw some apartments that looked familiar. So he turned, and then he said, but then my bike tire looked flat, and so I thought I would just walk the bike home. So he walked the bike home from, like, three streets up.
Yeah.
So it just took longer, but part of me wanted to, like, hug him and say, I love you. You're safe. And the other one was like, you should have just, I shouldn't have let you go. But anyway, so that's our new adventures of letting our kids go.
Yeah. Free range parenting.
Fly, little birdie.
Yeah.
It was scary, though.
I bet.
So, no blood, though.
That's good. And he came back alive.
Yeah.
We'll call that a win.
He came back. That's great.
That's right. Call that a win. So.
But it was terrifying.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Because it was hard for me to say, yeah, you can go out of eyesight.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Not only eyesight, but like ear distance, too. Like, you couldn't shout. And
right.
It's not like he could hear you.
Right.
So, he wasn't even in shouting distance.
Well, and we have a park that's,
like a block
couple
away.
Blocks away.
It's a block away.
And he asks, can I go right around the block, or around the park? And that's the one that scares me, because people park at the park
yeah.
and just sit in their cars. They're not doing anything. Like, they'll eat lunch there or,
yeah.
you know. So, it's always a kind of busy park. And so, that was his first test. I said, if you talk to anyone, like, if you get off your bike or stop your bike
yeah.
to chat with anyone, not just strangers, but, I mean, there's kids he knows. I'm like, you cannot stop and talk to people.
Yeah.
Just ride around the park and come back home.
Just say, I gotta get back home.
And then the six-year-old, our daughter, is like, can I follow him around the park? And I was like, oh, sure. So she's been riding around the park with him.
Oh, I didn't know you let her go.
Yeah, and then our four-year-old... like, can I go? And I was like, line is drawn. You can ride around our driveway.
Yeah. You can barely ride on your bike.
So, speaking of bikes, I rode a bike for the first time in like 20 years.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Well, Barry got me a bike like, what, 3 years ago for Christmas?
Something like that.
In my defense, the tire's been flat.
Uh-huh.
But... since our kids have been wanting to ride their bikes, I was like, hey, that might be fun. So I could still ride a bike.
Yay.
And I did it. I rode all the way to the park and all the way home.
Now you know the phrase, it's like riding a bike, is true. Because you just don't forget.
Yeah. It was fun riding with our little herd, because all four kids, well, three of the kids were on bikes with me. And then Jackson was following behind on his little scooter. Just pushing away. And cars would drive by, and I saw a couple people chuckle as they saw our big show riding down the
That's right.
thing.
Our clown caravan.
Yeah.
Something like that. Cool. Well, I mean, something else. Other things. Other things that happened this week. We have been an active family more than we have ever been for
more active?
A long time. We've been more active as a family for the first time in a long time.
I know. I rode a bike a whole block.
I know. Well, and not only that, but we've been going on walks as a family. Like, it feels like almost every other night at least. And it's all because of Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go got us out of the house as a family, and where everyone wants to walk. And, you know, yeah, we're hunting Pokemon, and we're walking to hatch our Pokemon eggs and stuff like that. But it's been really enjoyable. Just, we went on a pretty long walk the other day, and to the point where, you know, even the older kids are like, whoo, I'm getting burnt out, and we're like, okay, let's head back home type of thing. But it's been nice. I've been enjoying it anyway.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the walking. I feel... I feel like Pokemon has taken over our life. Like, we eat, breathe, and... What's the other one? Sleep?
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Eat, breathe, and eat.
That's not right.
No.
That's
eat, breathe, and sleep. Yeah.
Eat, breathe, and be awake?
No, it's
why would
sleep.
You sleep it? You
know.
Awake it.
I don't know.
Anyway, the point is that it's like all I hear about all day long
you say it
from
like
everyone, even you.
You say it like it's a bad thing. I mean, come on.
I'm just saying that there's other things out there that are interesting.
I mean, it's like the first question I get when I come home from work. Cause
yeah, every time.
Every single time, it's like my kids are like, did you catch any Pokemon today? Because luckily, I work a desk job, so I actually can just have the game up on my phone, and I'm not moving anywhere, but every once in a while, a Pokemon will wander in my circle of area, and I can catch one every once in a while, so, the kids are always like, did you catch a Pokemon today? And I was always like, yeah, I got this, and everyone's like, oh, woo! So, even the two-year-old caught a Pokemon today.
That was adorable.
He was, like, trying his hardest to flick it, and then I was like, no, aim this way. But it's funny, when I told him to, like, when I showed him, like, my angle of the finger, like, he got it right after that. So I was like, I'm a coach!
He's genius!
I'm a Pokemon gym leader!
What made me laugh is that one time where Grayson comes running in the house, and he's like, I saw Dad's car!
Oh,
and I was
right.
like, what? Daddy's at work. And he's like, no, he's not. I just saw him on another street. And I was like, I don't think Daddy didn't tell me he was going anywhere. And Grayson was like, well, I think that he left work and is out hunting Pokemon. And I was like, oh, he better not be.
So I get this text message in the middle of work day. And she's like, are you driving somewhere for work right now? Because Grayson said he just saw you. And I'm like, no, I'm sitting at my desk right now.
Like, are you sure you're not out hunting Pokemon?
And then
part
like,
of me believed Grayson. Like, I could totally see you doing that. Like, I need to go
pick something up somewhere.
A Pokeball.
And I need to make some stops. So I'll be back in like 45 minutes.
Right. I know. I could see you doing that.
Thanks.
What? You can see you doing that.
I can see myself doing that, too. But I haven't, boss, employer.
It really was the second time I text you, like, are you sure you're there? That's when I really believed you.
Although I am going out of town, like, just to the next town over, which is an hour away. But I'm going to another town this week. And part of me is kind of like, I'm going to check out the area for Pokemon. Maybe I'll have time to walk on the river walk and catch some water Pokemon.
Yeah, like I said, Pokemon's taking over our life.
It's fun.
It is fun.
And,
except when you're on a date.
And we're working out.
Yes.
So, I'm going to cover that with something else.
Hmm?
Huh? What?
Hmm?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, I have a lot of laundry.
Laundry. I was doing laundry this week.
No, I wasn't. That's why I have a lot.
Oh, right.
No, I did a little bit. I'm just saying, summer is hard. Like, we're always doing something. And so I never think. I just stop and say, oh, I should clean today. It's kind of like, oh, yeah.
Except the other day when you're like, I don't have any underwear. So you're like, yeah, well, you might need to do some laundry then. That's a good indication.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
That's good indication.
I said that today.
Yeah.
So tomorrow's going to be laundry day.
Exactly.
So the kids are going to be trapped at home. But they're going to be trapped at home with some joy.
With joy? You're in a cage of joy, children.
Yes. No, so today, I never let our kids go outside on Sunday morning because it is prep time for church, getting things loaded, breakfast. Like, that'll just mess up our schedule. Today, Barry was gone at a meeting for our church. And so I just thought, oh, I'll just let him go outside. Never do this, ever. So I let him go outside. And then our kids come running in and they're like, we found kittens.
We found kittens.
And I was like, what? And they said, we heard kittens mewing in the back. So they opened up the gate, which ticks me off.
And went into the alleyway.
Went to the alleyway and found two kittens out in the street and brought them into our backyard. And so immediately I was like, just throw them back out there and close the door. But then I thought of this time when I was a kid and brought home a Labrador. And asked,
good job, honey.
Asked my parents if we could keep it. And I was devastated when they said no. And so I just thought, you know what? Play with the kittens. It's fine.
Yeah.
They might have worms. They might have diseases, but let's play with them.
But the thing is we're renting our home, and so we can't. One of the rules is no pets. So we couldn't let the kittens into the house at all.
We're getting a poopy call.
A poopy call. Does that mean we need to take a poopy pause?
Jack's knocking on the door. Dad, I'm pooping.
All right. We will be back in just a second.
Poopy pause.
Okay, we're back. The poopy diaper has been taken care of.
Dealt with.
So we were talking about kittens and...
Or kittens.
And how they our children found them. And now they are all...
Yeah, so they're in our yard. We let them into the yard. And I said, you guys can play with them for 15 minutes. They need to come back inside and get dressed. And we're going to read some stuff as a family. And so we go in, and the older kids are doing okay, but Lacey, our four-year-old, just looks like the white rabbit from Alice in Wonderland, I can't explain it.
She's fidgety.
Fidgety and nervous, and she's like, can I just go out with the cats? And I was like, no, I said you could only play with them for 15 minutes. And then once again, my mind went back to that Labrador dog. And other animals that I tried to bring home. I'm just like Lacey. Or she's just like me. Anyway, and I was like, you know what? Just go play with the cats. Whatever. So I let them out again. And then by this point, they have names. And the kids were begging me to let them feed them. And I was like, no, if you feed them, they stay. And I tried. You should be proud of me. I did try.
Good job.
Anyway, and then so... I had the kids come in. Well, I had Grayson come in because he's been asking to learn how to cook, and I needed to make brownies, so I let him make brownies, which is a big deal because I've mentioned I don't like kids in the kitchen. I'm getting better about that.
Yeah.
So Grayson made brownies, and the girls wanted to come in to lick the bowl. So they come in, we're all chatting, and then...
Really? They did a poor job of licking that bowl then because
No.
I came home.
They were waiting.
And I licked that bowl clean.
They were waiting to lick the bowl, but Grayson was being very meticulous in filling, because we made brownie cups in cupcake liners, very meticulous in pouring in the batter. I mean, it did take a little while. Like, I actually went and did my hair and makeup while he was pouring the 12 cups.
Wow.
And so the girls, I told them, when we're done, you guys can go back outside. And they're like, can we go outside? Because it just took too long. So they went outside. Grayson's like halfway done. He's like, can I go outside too? And I was like, just finish the cupcakes. So then everyone went outside again. And then after church, on the way to church, Lacey's all pouty. No, wait, you weren't there yet. Oh, backtrack. So the first time when she was all fidgety white rabbit girl inside, she goes, I'm just worried. And I was like, what? She goes, what if they think that I don't love them?
Nice.
I was like, I think you're okay. But anyway, so after church, you broke. You broke. Let's feed them.
I didn't break. I never said
you cracked.
I never said we couldn't feed them.
I kept saying no. No food.
But I wasn't around when you said that. So
I know, but you're usually the heartless one.
We came home, and I'm like, let's just give them a can of tuna. And
so, now they're going to be around forever.
Well, we are going to take them to the animal shelter when they open on Tuesday.
But what was funny is Grayson said, we can't keep pets, but pets can keep us. I was like, I don't think our landlord's going to accept that.
I don't think you know what that means. But...
Oh, no, I think he does. I think he was trying to say, there's a loophole.
Yeah. Nope.
They can stay here as long as we don't say that we own them.
Yeah. It doesn't work like that.
But, so yeah, we have cats. And their name, we don't. Their names are Black and White and Golden White.
Because that's the colors of the cat.
If you couldn't tell.
And no, they're not our cats. They are temporary residents of our backyard until we take them to the animal shelter. But
they're not our cats. We're their people.
But we also left the back gate open. So if they choose to leave during the middle of the night, they can do so.
Let's say they do so. Yeah. Let's hope they do so.
Well, we'll see in the morning. Because I'm sure that'll be the very first thing the kids do when they wake up in the morning. It won't be, can we watch a show? It'll be like, can we go in the backyard with the cats?
Yeah. Usually it's, can we go find turtles?
So, just be prepared for that, I guess, in the morning.
I know. I'm so worried.
So, speaking about kittens, we have this jar for dinner that has random questions in it. And one of the questions we drew, you know, to generate conversation while we're having dinner. And one of the questions was, what do you fear? And so everyone was saying stuff. And I said, what's your biggest fear? And my fear, I said, my fear is...
After my list.
I said, my fear is my family, like someone in my family getting hurt. Because that always worries me. And Lacey's like, yeah, and our turtles and our kittens, too, like if they're bleeding. And I said, well, no, I'm more just concerned about our family. And she's like, so you want to kill the kittens and turtles? I'm like, what? No.
Where did that come from?
I did not say that. I said I was just more concerned about our family. And then
I want them to bleed.
She automatically made it to that big jump. Be like, daddy wants to kill the animals. Don't care about the animals.
You murderer!
Wants them dead. So, yeah, that was interesting. Apparently, I don't care about animals enough to that. I want to kill them all.
I know. Well, we were all in the backyard just like, oh, they're so cute. I was already holding one, and I was like, pet the kitty. And you're like, no.
No.
I was like, pet the kitty.
I still have not touched one.
See? Heartless guy.
No, I just know that if I get all lovey on the cat, then everyone's all lovey. Then when we take them to the animal shelter, everyone's sad. It'd be different if we could have pets, but we can't. That's the thing.
Inside.
I'm not going to buy cat food for cats that are not in our home.
Okay.
So anyway, but we need to move on to our next section.
Right.
So we're done right here. And we're going to go.
Wow. Fine. Don't ask me if I had anything else on my list.
You don't.
I did.
No, I'm sorry. You should save it for next time.
But there was a magician.
Oh, right. Okay, mention that.
There was a magician.
You took the kids to a little magician show at the library.
I did. But I forgot about it. And all morning, I was helping set up this yard sale for a friend, all hot and sweaty in my yoga pants.
Yeah.
And no makeup and a hat. And my friend texted me and she said, because usually you have to get tickets a week in advance for these shows. She texted me the morning of and she's like, they still have like 60 tickets. And I was like, dang it.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And so we get to the library and I make sure we get there like an hour early so I can get tickets. And I go to the front desk and they're like, oh, they're already in the room. But the room's locked until 10 minutes before it starts.
Oh, okay.
And then so we're all playing on the playground because you get to the room from the outside. And I start seeing people line up at the door. And I'm like, what if they don't have tickets?
Yeah.
So I go over there and I make all the kids sit with me for half an hour.
It's training for Disneyland.
And everyone had tickets that I saw. And I don't know what was wrong. I think I was just burnt out already from the heat. We're getting the heat. But yeah. I was like, and these little punk kids kept trying to get in front of us. And I just wanted to like, get back in line.
Oh, no, you did it.
Free magician show. You think you can get in before me? And then so we get in and they're not letting you in. Like, we're just in the hallway.
Yeah.
And so I get my tickets. And then they say, wait in the hallway. They're not open yet. But all these little kids, the same ones that were trying to cut outside, they start pushing to the front. Because everyone that was in front who had, like, little baby carriers and stuff, they just sat on the seats that are, you know, against the wall.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, forget that. So I go push all the way to the front. By push, I mean I just sauntered.
Get out of my way, children!
I just walked ahead, and I was like, I totally just cut all these people because I was mad about other people cutting me.
Good job, honey.
I was like, great parenting!
Way to be a good example to our children.
And then at that point, it's
you
not
know
like...
what? Our children are going to grow up to be those people at movie theaters that save a row of seats
with
coats for people that are not there.
That come late.
You know what, people? If you're that type of person, I move your coat. If I ask and I say, are they here at the theater? I can understand if they're buying popcorn or something. That's totally different. They're there participating in the theater experience. But if they're not dedicated enough to be at the theater, especially if it's a midnight showing of something, I'm moving your jacket. And we did.
Have we done that?
No. I remember... When I was
I would never do that.
I remember I was growing. We went to go see Star Wars, and like you know, like it was like Episode 1 or 2 or something like that, or it could have been like when they re-released the original trilogy.
Anyway,
but I remember going with my older brothers and friends, and we get to this row, and this person literally, like a row of 20 seats or something like that, just. Started laying out jackets just all the whole row. And we, you know, we were close to the front of the line. And so this was the row we wanted. It was like the prime seating.
Right.
And this person just laying all the stuff out. And my brother goes straight to the row. And he didn't even ask. He just started picking up jackets.
Your oldest brother?
My oldest brother.
I can totally see
my oldest
that.
Brother doing it. He just starts picking up jackets and like putting them, like just throwing them down to the seats in front of him as he went down. And the person's like, hey, those seats are saved. And my brother's like, you can't save seats for this theater. Mm-hmm. Like you're not paying for the seats. Like there is no assigned seating. If the person's not here to have their seat, I'm sorry. That's not my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
And so
I could never do that.
We got our favorite spots because...
And someone that hates you for the rest of his life.
Well, you know what? Their friends should have been more dedicated and waited in line like the rest
like
of us.
Like the rest of you nerds.
That's right.
Just kidding.
But, yeah. So our children are going to be those people thanks to you.
Sounds like they're thanks to your family genes, actually.
No, our family genes are the people that don't do that. We're the ones that prey upon the people that do.
Anyway, so I cut line. And then, thanks for that rant. But
it wasn't enjoyable.
Then as I was standing there, I was like, should I turn around and apologize to those people I just cut?
No, just turn around and be like, suck it.
You shouldn't have sat down.
Sucks to be you.
No, but then I turn around and everyone's piling in. I'm like, if I go back, I'm going to lose my spot.
Yeah, it's going to be like mob mentality, like push to the front. It's like a rock concert for the local magician.
I know. And it's like, this is a small town. I'm going to be seeing these people at all of these events. And now I'm going to be like, that mom.
Oh, there's the
mom. So anyway.
There's her.
Ugh,
the
she
cutter.
Cut me. There's that mom that was in yoga pants.
That's the one that, whatever, they're all in yoga pants.
I just don't usually wear them out and it felt weird.
So.
Anyway, I'm just saying I felt bad.
All right.
That's my magician story.
Okay.
It was good though.
Good. I'm glad.
And the kids actually
I'm sad
sat through it.
That I missed it because I actually love magic.
I kind of actually want to take up magic.
We should do it.
I really do.
Let's learn magic.
Let's do. Okay.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. Now
for my next trick, we're actually going to move on with the
Yay!
Show.
So we actually received this article from a listener to the show. So thank you, Brittany. And the article is titled Rage Against the Minivan, Things Moms of...
Slash dads
of four kids do. So we thought this was a fun article because we have four kids. And basically the article talks about things that you did as a first-time parent that you no longer do as a parent of four children and how you've become more lax and you just do things differently. So what we're going to do is we're going to read...
Sum up.
She has 15 points of what you do as a parent of, you know, and it doesn't have to be four kids. It could just be multiple children because, you know.
No, it's usually about four.
Well, that's four when it starts. I'm saying, like, if you have six kids, you're probably more lax. That's what I'm saying. If you have more kids, then you gradually get to that point.
Right.
So we'll sum up a lot of these, and then we'll also give our 2 cents on some of them.
Okay.
All right.
First one is when you pick up a pacifier off the ground and pop it right back in that kid's mouth without washing it. And sometimes you lick it to clean it off.
That's right. Or rub it on your shirt.
Been there. And it's not just pacifiers. It's food.
Yeah.
Well, it's whatever.
And it's kind of like, it reminds me of, I think it was Jim Gaffigan or someone, a comedian that was talking about how they just, to make the child be quiet, they just reach back and they're like, there's got to be something back here. And they find the pacifier. It's like, oh, how long has that been there? And they're like, oh, is that peanut butter and jelly on there? It's like, it's a bonus. And you just stick it in the kid's mouth. You know, and it's funny because I see first time parents still freak out about that. Like, it touched the ground or someone else touched the pacifier. Now we need to boil it in hot water and sanitize it and just like, it's
or
dirt.
Or just get the other one out of the diaper bag because, like, I have like 10 backups.
I'm like, it's dirt. It's good. It's good for kids.
Dirt is good. Germs are our friend.
But you know what? We felt that we did the same thing as first time parents.
Oh my goodness! Yes,
we did all these things. And
I used to carry around hand sanitizer with our first kid.
Yeah, it made everyone.
When people said, "Can I hold your baby?" I'm like, "Sanitize." True story.
But by the fourth kid, we're like, "Here, take the baby."
Oh, you have a cold? That's cute.
Do you at least have your shots? Then that's okay. Number two, we kind of touched on this. We picked up dropped snacks off the floor and let the kids still eat it.
I let kids pick up dropped snacks at a restaurant.
I know.
Or their food on the ground of the dirty, nasty floor.
If,
I'm like,
if their chicken nugget drops on the McDonald's
floor. I paid for that.
Be like, you eat that. I paid money for that.
That is gold.
You put it in your mouth. but as a first time parent,
Oh, no.
All right. Number three, we pretty much stopped. With all the baby-proofing products, there's always someone around watching the kids anyway. Kids, make sure your sister keeps the stuff on the floor out of her mouth.
Yep.
It's true. Even when Jackson, our 2-year-old, when he was a baby, we didn't baby-proof anything.
Nothing.
Like, we're just like, he's going to open up the cupboards. Whatever.
Yeah. With our first kid, we had little plastic plugs in every outlet.
Yeah.
We had the little door.
The doorknob things.
The baby gates.
And the you know, the cupboard latches and stuff like that. And it's just like, nope, don't need that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to find it if they want it anyway.
That's right. They're still destructive even with all that stuff.
Well, and it's like, whenever kids play with the outlet, not like they do frequently, but when they're babies, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even freak out with that anymore.
Yeah. Unless they have a pointy object.
Yeah, but if they're like just touching it or getting close to it, I'm like if you're learning.
I'm like, if you're touching it, that's cool. If you're stabbing it with something, that's different.
Personally, if you get shocked, then you won't ever do it again. So how about it?
There you go. It's nice.
Hey, my brothers did it and they didn't die.
There you go. So we let our children go out in dirty clothes. Sometimes we even go out in dirty clothes.
Shoot, I've been doing that forever.
I know, it's just like, whatever. Be like, that only has 2 stains on it? That's good.
Yeah. Well, I think, when we had a daughter, our first daughter, I had a matching hair bow for every single outfit.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I handmade a bow for every outfit. Third kid, I was like, this is hard. And she never wore anything other than pajamas, basically. No, Jackson only wore pajamas. Lacey sometimes had a cute outfit, but I rarely brush her hair. Like, Sundays might be hairbrushing.
There you go.
Anyway, next one is we give them food products we would never eat. Dinosaur-shaped frozen chicken nuggets, fruit that arrives rolled in plastic, crackers with peanut butter flavoring. It's not organic, but they're eating it, right?
That's right. Our 2-year-old survives off of cheese sticks, chocolate pudding, and fruit snacks.
Well, the other night, I made meatloaf, and I realized I don't have anything to make a side dish with this. And I didn't want to go to the store. I didn't know what to do. And my mom had just given us some individual cups of mac and cheese.
Yeah, the, like, instant mac.
So I made our kids macaroni and cheese, and then I gave them Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its and meatloaf.
That was dinner.
That was dinner.
But you can bet they ate it.
That's right. It was awesome. We bathe our children way less often than we should. Sometimes a quick washcloth wipe down is good enough.
I agree with that.
So, we were just talking about how, when's the last time Jackson had a bath?
No, we're not sharing that story.
So,
anyway, yeah, bathing just like, is hard.
If you're like, you're dirty, that's okay. When you start seeing the dirt on their face, then you like...
Or you know that like, when your skin gets...
Oh, like...
What is that?
That, like, cakey... Like, when it cakes, starts caking onto your skin.
It looks like they have a skin disease.
Yeah, but it's just dirt.
Sweaty dirt that sweaty glues dirt your skin.
Happens mostly in the summer.
Yeah.
Yep. So...
Not that we know.
Yeah, that's right.
We quit matching our kids' outfits. Nothing is worse than seeing four kids match together.
Yeah, we let our kids dress themselves.
I don't think I've ever matched our kids, though.
Yeah.
Did I ever? Did I match Grayson and Lacey and Jay?
No, you like to match Grayson and Jackson a lot at the beginning.
Oh, the boys. That's adorable.
Or like the girl. Or like match the girls.
Nah.
But now it's just like, get your clothes on. It doesn't matter what it is.
I know.
I'm like, our two-year-old wears our eight-year-old's clothing.
Every day.
I know. So it's just like, so we let our kids, and that's the next one. We let our kids dress themselves, even if it doesn't match.
Right.
Or even if it's not right for the season. Like, we've had our four-year-old wear her winter boots during the summer.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's just, you know, whatever. If they're dressed, it's a win.
except the other day, we were at a park, and Lacey found a shiny gold headband buried in the bark.
Oh, uh-huh.
She wanted to wear it on her head. I was like, oh, that's gross. And so we compromised, and she wore it as a necklace.
Oh, nice.
For a little bit, and then I was like, this is wrong. So I think it's still in our diaper bag. But
nice.
Anyway, we champion independence. We teach our kids how to be autonomous. Your future wife will thank me someday when she learns you can do laundry. When really it's just us being lazy.
That's right. We're just like, you do it. Or like, Grayson, give me a drink out of the fridge.
I know.
Grayson, go do this.
They are the best little servants like in
our,
the world.
They're like our miniature servants. So, it's true, though.
It is.
And all of
so
you
helpful.
With older kids, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Or at least, like, go get me a diaper right in the middle of changing your kid.
Yeah.
Like, I need a diaper.
Or wipes.
Or toilet paper. That's always helpful. Yeah.
The next one is we reduce the number of sports and activities our kids do. We can't be letting all four kids play all the sports, all the instruments, all the dances and plays. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. The same one, the next one's similar. We encourage the same activities and sports so we can schedule all the kids together.
That's right.
Like less drive time, less places to transport.
So if all the kids want to play a sport, they all have to play soccer in the same season. So we could try to at least get all the games done in the same day.
Right.
At the same location.
Or at the same time.
Yeah.
Because that was when I was signing up for swim lessons, I was like, these aren't at the same time.
It was like 3-4 different times.
I'd have to entertain all my kids.
I know, right?
I don't do that.
We don't do that anymore. Oh, that's funny.
Ironic.
Because the next ones, we don't actually play with our kids as much as we used to. Why? Because we assume they always have a playmate. We are frazzled enough just keeping track of schedules and deadlines. We are the enabler of play, but not the playmate. Surely there's someone in this house who will play another round of Guess Who with you.
Yeah, and it's not me.
That's right. So, but it's true. Sometimes we're just like, go play with your brother and sister. So, but, I mean, we still play games with our kids.
I know.
And those are great moments, but eventually...
But it is sad when they come up to you and they're like, will you play with me? And you're like, oh.
But also, we've talked about how we don't need to... There's not that, when you're a first-time parent and stuff like that, you feel like you always have to entertain your kid. Like, but when you get older and your kids get older and you're just like, it's not my responsibility to entertain you 24/7. Can I entertain you some amount of the time? Yes. But when you're bored and maybe I'm doing something, maybe you need to figure out how not to be bored by yourself.
Right, we do need to teach your kids that. Yeah, so the next one is, we let younger kids tag along with the older kids. In the yard, on the basketball court, at the skate park. Honestly, the younger kids do things we never would have let the older kids do when they were that age.
It's true, because, like...
Power Rangers.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, watching...
For real.
Watching a scarier Harry Potter movie, like, we would never let... If we had one kid, we would never let them watch it at 4 years old. But Lacey is the third child, and her older siblings get to watch it. And you can't schedule it like, oh, well, the older kids are going to watch it while you go to bed.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. And so, yeah.
We've tried.
That really happens. It's just like, okay, well, you get to watch it now because your older siblings do.
We said Grayson couldn't watch Power Rangers until he was like 7. And when he started watching it.
I don't remember that.
Everyone else started watching it.
Yeah. And now that was our 2-year-old's favorite show for the longest time.
Yeah.
So.
But we don't do anything extreme. But I do let Jackson now. He's 3-ish.
He'll be 3 almost, in a month.
I do now let him go outside in the front yard.
I know.
Sometimes. But I'll say, don't let him go in the street.
Yeah.
And then you can go outside.
The kids usually do.
Love
they,
you.
They do a good job watching him, so.
You don't even know.
Enough to let you let them out.
We'll
let them outside.
Pretend that they watch him really well.
We video them riding a skateboard down a plastic slide instead of rushing out of the house to stop that potentially dangerous activity. Because when it comes to the realization that, first of all, kids will be crazy, and second, what are you going to do? So we've kind of done some similar things like that where our first kids were like, don't do that! But I don't know, we've been pretty lax.
We've never been like that.
Because, like, even when Grayson was still young, like, he'd be, like, climbing some crazy places on the playground or, like, a tree or something when he was just a little kid. And we would have friends, like, they would start panicking and freak out. Like, I remember one time, one of our friends, like, even went to kind of be, like, a spotter for Grayson, like, making sure he didn't fall. We're like, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Like,
though.
He's a great climber. And if he falls, he falls, you know? It's not like we were letting him climb up 20 feet in the air. He was, like, 5 feet up in the air. But, you know, that was a crazy thing. I don't know.
I think it took, like, 3 baby rolls off the bed.
Yeah.
To realize babies are really tough.
They're durable. They don't bounce.
They don't break.
That's right.
But
Last one.
We don't call the doctor for every little runny nose, cough, or complaint. You start to figure out which sniffle can be treated over the counter and which might really need professional attention. Because it's a hassle to load all the kids up to go to the doctor.
Yeah, well, and when one of them gets sick, they're all going to get sick eventually.
Yeah.
Like, I think the one time we finally took our kids to the doctor when it was like, after like, it felt like a month or something like that. And one of them was still sick. After they all went through the rotation, one of them still stayed sick. And we're like, maybe we should take you to the doctor now.
Only take him in if it seems like an ear infection.
Yeah.
Or like they're in pain.
So those were 15 things that you do as a parent of many children rather than a parent of one or few. So
I bet the ones with less kids think we're crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
That are listening right now.
And we are. That's what happens when you have more kids. You go slightly crazy a little, but in a good way. We would not trade it for anything else. We love it, and we love our crazy circus.
We were at Sam's Club the other day, and that guy was like, that's quite a crew you've got there.
That's right.
Like, yep.
Well, I like it. But I recently, when I've had the kids all by myself, I've had great comments. Like, one guy's like, He's like, oh, you know, you have your handful, but he's like, but isn't it wonderful?
Aww.
Like, I had guy, and he's like, isn't it such a blessing? And I'm like, yes, it is. And I'm like, you're awesome to say that, you know, because most people are like, oh, wow, you got your hands full, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of making fun of you, but this guy was like, isn't it cool? Isn't it great to have all your kids? And I was like, yes, it is.
Most of the time.
Yeah, that's right. But that's it. Tell us some of the things that you do with your children that you would have never done as a first-time parent. We would love to hear some of your crazy stories. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, review our show on iTunes. And until next time,
enjoy your circus. Circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.